Sweet Sweet Garbage is a podcast in which two women, Jenna Redding and Bailey von Schneider, take a look back at some of their favorite garbage films and television. Knowing them as we do, we have to ask the question, why do they find themselves enamored with this trash? Not only that, why do we ourselves root for the problematic woman? We love a good crazy stalker, male or female. Why is Bailey okay with the idea of Penn Badgley stalking her? Why does Jenna want to single white female every person she meets? Can they be feminists and still enjoy these indulgences? Let's find out.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Sweet Sweet Garbage. This week, we're going to be doing one of my favorite movies, one that I was really excited to show Bailey. It's called House of Yes.
All right. So yeah. It is about a mentally unbalanced young woman who is convinced she is Jackie Kennedy, flies into a murderous rage when her brother returns home to reveal he is engaged.
Yeah. And so this one, it's basically set on Thanksgiving. He comes home for Thanksgiving with his fiance, who's played by Tori Spelling. Mm-hmm. And honestly, like, if I was in love with someone and they brought home someone like Tori Spelling, I'd probably be pretty pissed too. She seems very normcore.
Yes, yes.
Which is obviously, he very much like, he specifically says that's why he loves her, is that she's very
normal. Yes. She works at a donut shop.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Well, considering what we learn about his life, he needs someone very normal and bland.
Right. Because he obviously, like, they live in this very beautiful house, very, like, gorgeous, right next door to the Kennedys. So they're from money.
Yes.
And so this family has clearly lived a very insulated lifestyle because they don't seem to really do anything or go anywhere. Yeah. They're just, like, confined to this very spooky house.
Yeah, this like colonial that's definitely haunted.
Yeah, definitely haunted.
Yeah, because like Freddie Prinze Jr. is in this. He's adorable. It's like a 21-year-old Freddie Prinze.
Baby face.
My God, I feel like he'd just look at you with those eyes and you'd give him the whole world.
I would.
Sarah Michelle, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it, girl. I get it.
And he's so adorable in this movie. Mm-hmm. He's the younger brother and he
does not get out much. Like he like literally mentions how like nobody's ever come to visit.
Right.
He dropped out of college. It's, ugh.
Yeah, so, like, clearly, like, when it got to a point where he was out in the real world, it was too much for him, and he came back home. And Parker Posey, who gives a fantastic performance.
Oh, she's, like, the indie queen.
Amazing. She's so great. You know, she is very intense.
Yes.
You know, you can see why, though, like, yeah, there is this contrast between her and Tori Spelling's character, because Tori Spelling is very, like, laid back, kind of easygoing, obviously until shit hits the fan. Yes. And she's, but then she also, like, then when, like, things get very difficult, she doesn't really know what to do because she's, like, not very...
She's not prepared for this type of a situation. I mean, I don't think any of us would be.
Right. Like... Yeah, I don't really know how I would react. But what ends up happening is, like, over the course of, like, the first half of the movie, we very quickly realize that there's something weird about the relationship between Jackie O and her brother. Why am I blanking on his name?
We literally just watched
this dude show. Is also like the blandest guy you'll ever see in your life.
If I was to do what she did with a sibling, I think it would for sure be Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah, my gosh.
Marty. Marty. It's just such a dumb name. It's just a bland name.
He looks like oatmeal. Like he looks and acts like a bowl of oatmeal.
Yeah, and she's, like, so obsessed with him. Like,
yeah.
Obsessed. So they're twins.
I want anybody to be that obsessed with me.
No shit. I want somebody to love me the way Jackie O loves Marty.
Yes.
Yes. Maybe not at the end, but...
it gets crazy. Yes.
But, yeah, so he arrives home, and you know their relationship is weird when the mother is like, he's bringing a friend. Well, like, a friend? Like, is it a girl or is it... Like, what is it? And then, like, when he walks in with Tori Spelling, like, Parker Posey is just like, nah.
But, like, also she, like, jumps on him and wraps her legs around him and is just, like, clinging to him and then notices Tori Spelling.
It's like, oh, hey, this is how we greet in this family.
Yeah, hi. Oh,
yeah.
Can you imagine she just does the same thing, the same face, right? To Tori Spelling, like, jumps on
yeah,
her.
Yeah, this is how, yeah. Be like, no, this is how we greet people. We've this never even met you.
This is a family tradition.
But I'm jumping, I'm full jumping, and you got to get ready because you've got to catch me.
Yeah, because like, it's about to be very heavy. Not heavy, she's not heavy. She's
no,
very
but it's
little.
Still, when you're not expecting somebody to jump in your arms, you're going to be like, ah, I don't care if you weigh, like, 90 pounds soaking wet.
Yeah, but, yeah, but then... Like, there's something off about the relationship, but you can't really tell what, because she's very, like I said, she's very intense. She's intense to her mother. She's intense to her younger brother. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't really know what, like, you're just like, oh, maybe it is just, like, this weird family.
Yeah.
And he got out, because, like, it's very, like, it seems very oppressive.
Yes.
And,
I'm surprised they, like, let him go. Like, that they
right. I think because she was in the hospital, there was just a lot going on. Yeah. He was able to, like, sneak out.
So we learned that she had spent time in a mental rehabilitation clinic.
Yeah. And you don't really know why until later.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, and she, but basically we find out that they are in an incestuous relationship with each other.
Some twincest going on.
Twincest.
Yeah. And it's not even like you can be like, oh, they're both hot.
No, like, it's all her. Like, she's just super, like, I can see why he's taken by her. Like, imagine you're just some, like, ordinary person and, like, someone who, like, looks like that, is, like, so beautiful, like, clearly can play the piano, is, like, very smart, very cultured, is, like, that obsessed with you. Like, I wouldn't know what to
You'd
do.
You'd be like, it's okay that we're related.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm just gonna, you know, I had to reevaluate some things. Let's not have kids.
It's like in Not Another Teen Movie when he's like, Catherine, you're my sister. Only by blood.
Only by blood. And he's like, what's wrong with this family? Because, yeah, like, his mom's trying to bang him, too.
Yeah.
I guess with Chris Evans, though.
Yeah, you get it. You
see,
get
if Chris it. Evans was Marty
oh
in this
my God,
movie,
this
I'd
would
be like...
the hottest movie that is ever made.
I couldn't, like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I would get being obsessed with Chris Evans.
Can you imagine, like, that's your twin brother? You're like, I'm sorry, society.
I know. Like, because supposedly there's, like, a block. Where, like, you, even if your sibling is, like, attractive, that, like, you know, like, within you, you're not sexually attracted to that person.
Well, I was reading something about that. It was, like, it's supposed to be, like, a pheromone thing.
Yes.
Like, it's, like you pick up on their scent, and you're, like, hey, like, I'm not supposed to be, like, into that person.
Yeah, which is
But that's why there's, like, there's been studies where, brothers, like siblings, it doesn't matter if they're twins or not, but siblings who have been separated at birth, like, didn't grow up together.
Oh,
and
so.
Then come to, like, and then, like, come together, like, later in life. There's sometimes, like, there have been noted, like, times where there is an attraction. Because you're, what it is, like, you're realizing, like, your biology is similar enough, but, like, you haven't, like, been, like, you haven't blocked out that pheromone thing that, like, makes you, like, know not to be into them.
Yeah, because, like, if I was, like, related to Chris Evans, I just don't know.
Yeah, I'd be like, listen, like, man.
Like, well, I've learned some sad things today.
I guess we're not having kids. That's really all,
like,
it comes down to.
Yeah, right? If
just
we just
don't have...
reproduce.
Yeah.
We're not condoning incest.
Yeah, please.
Like,
please,
this is
no.
not us. Like,
this is some fan fiction.
Do not bang your brother. Do not bang your sister.
Yeah, disclaimer.
Don't even
do
bang
it.
Your cousins.
Yeah, please don't do that.
Even because there's, like, a bloodline where it's like, oh, you could... not have fucked up children. Still, you grew up as this person being your relative.
It's like, there's billions of people on this earth. You don't have to do, like, your family.
Yeah. Stay away. Family, no way.
Unless Chris Evans, we get it.
Yeah, we understand, but we're not saying do it.
Because we want to get with Chris Evans at some point in our lives.
The goddamn dream. Chris, what's up? I'm gonna be home, baby. Sorry, they're having trouble getting us Chris Evans. That's
yeah,
what
sorry,
watching.
Siri's trying to help us
well,
out now.
This has been a day. Our previous podcast, we had Alexa interrupt with the
notification. Dude, technology is terrifying.
Right, I'm surprised she didn't just, like, start talking.
I know. Anyway, we're off to a great start, guys.
Chris, I'm gonna be back home in Massachusetts for for Christmas. So
hey,
you know, it's like Selena ain't got shit.
If that's true. We don't
know. I don't even think that's true. I think that's, like, the wildest hysterical, like, rumor. I would be, like, laughing my... I would be, like, if I was her, I'd be, like, hoping it would be true. But at the same time, I'd be, like, really? Because, like, supposedly the people were, like, they came out of the same place. One, he's been in Massachusetts for, like, months. Like, he's been, he's back home. And two, they found out, like, it came out that, like, those were pictures from, like, 2019. And they were at two separate locations.
That's so,
like,
funny.
People were, like, yeah.
It's, I, like, love conspiracy theories. Give me all of the conspiracy theories.
So, yeah, I think it's sort of, it's been debunked that they're...
Right. Well, I think he was with Lily James last
year.
That
was, like, a thing, too. I mean, I still haven't seen the new thing, but I respect without even seeing it.
Oh, I mean, they would be a very hot couple.
Yeah,
like,
she looks...
They could have some babies.
Like... She's gonna kill it as Pam Anderson.
Oh, I'm
like,
so excited. So,
this is why you never judge casting until, like, you see the finished product. I learned that when I was just like, you're gonna cast Anne Hathaway's Catwoman. And I was like, you know what? Respect Anne
Hathaway. She was all right. She's no Michelle Pfeiffer.
It was because there's, like, to me, there's, like, gotta be a sexiness about Catwoman.
Yeah. She was elegant, I think. I still don't think she was sexy.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
She was very elegant. Like, she looked beautiful.
Yeah, like, she looked great in the cat suit and all that. So good. I wanna look that good in the cat suit. Goals.
Look goals. Good in the cat suit. The thing. That's actually, I think that's a good goal. Like, I wanna look good in a cat suit.
Right? I was at the gym today, and it was so funny. There's this woman there. She's probably in her, like, 50s. She's, like, super sweet. She always talks to me. And she was like, oh, yeah, we just finished this challenge at the gym, and you get, like, a t-shirt at the end. And she's like, I go up to them, and they were like, do you want a tank top? And she's like, I don't want a tank top. And she's like, I want the t-shirt. They're like, all right, the t-shirts are back ordered. And I think it's because we live in West Hollywood, and gay men are, like, into tank tops. So I think they were like... tank tops. And I, like, looked at her and I was like, girl, I ain't wearing a tank top until my arms look like Jennifer Garner in Elektra. And she was like, ooh, good one. I was like, right?
That's,
I was like,
funny.
You're gonna see the guns when I look good.
Exactly.
Also, tank, I like a tank top, I don't do, but I do like a nice shirt that doesn't have sleeves, if that makes sense.
Like sleeveless.
Like a sleeveless shirt, but like just a tank top, that's like, I don't know.
I'm very
person.
Like big about tan lines. I'm like terrified of like.
You're gonna have the tank top tan line?
No, I'd prefer a tank top tan line because I'd rather it be as skinny as possible, you know?
Yeah,
like if I could get away with wearing a tube top, I would, but my boobs are too big.
Yeah, true. If I ever get the hot body, then I'll buy the tape that pushes your titties in.
So yes.
Wear that. But I live for dresses. Like, when I have a hot body.
Oh, yeah, no,
because
so
like,
easy.
Then you would have, like, because the dresses are, like, I don't hate sleeveless, but, like, just the tank top, I was, like, I, too, was, like, I'll take the shirt. Because you're, like, work, usually I'm not going to, like, wear the shirt unless I'm, like, wearing it at the gym.
Right.
So I don't care whether or not I'm not going to have a tan line indoors.
That's
you know?
True. No, that's true. But, yeah, so in this, we find out that they've had, like, an affair since they were, like, 12 or 13.
Oh, my
God. It's been going on forever.
Yes.
Like, it's very creepy.
Yeah, because we see in the, like, we're introduced in the beginning of, like, home video of when they were, like, teenagers.
Yeah.
Rachel Lee Cook.
Was doing great.
Yeah.
I mean, they made her look so young.
Yeah, they really did. Because this was 2 years before She's All That.
And I didn't even think about her being in She's All That. Because, like, I literally am like, oh, yeah, Freddie Prinze Jr., that's an adult. And then,
oh my
Rachel
God.
Lee Cook, that's a child.
Wait,
that's
I a just made child. That correlation.
Wait a second, really? That was when we were talking about it.
I just made that correlation. Oh, Jesus.
But, like,
but you're right. It's creepy. But then you're like, it's not creepy and She's All That, though.
Because I think they are about the same age.
Yeah.
Well, 1920, he was 3 years older than
her.
Yeah,
so that's totally fine.
I think they just, like, did try to make her look young. Like, it was very grainy footage.
You're
like,
right.
I really did think she was, like, 12 or 13.
Yeah,
like,
she looked young. They were probably just like, we need somebody that kind of looks like they could be a young Parker Posey.
Yeah, maybe. And she did. She did
very
well.
No, yeah.
It's, like, probably the most animated I've ever seen her because, like, it's, like, her kind of doing, like, what I think she would assume a Parker Posey.
Would do, yeah.
Not an impersonation because she doesn't sound like her per se, but she's, like, trying to, like, channel that energy.
That's Parker Posey is, like, a very energetic actress.
Yeah, no, like, watching her, it's crazy. Like, and we were just talking about this when in... For your consideration.
Yeah.
She is so intense. Like, watching her, it's like, and I mean this in the best way possible, mm-hmm. It's like, either staring at the sun or, like, getting sucked into, like, a black hole.
Yeah.
Like, you can't look away.
Yeah, no, there's something very captivating about her.
No, so yeah. Charismatic. Such a, like, yeah.
Like, pops on screen. Like, I've always said, I feel like she's like, the indie darling. And we were, like, kind of saying, and Jenna brought up the whole thing. But, like, if you could work this consistently and be this respected and literally be able to, like, go out and eat without people bothering you, like, that's actually kind of freaking awesome.
Like,
that's awesome.
Great. Like, I'm sure she's, like, not getting bothered when she goes, like, to eat in Beverly Hills somewhere. Yeah. Like, you know.
You know? Unless you get the, like, kind of indie nerds that are like, oh my gosh.
I mean, it would be us. Yeah. Like, we would be the ones, like, freaking out. We'd be like, can we buy you a drink?
Be like...
Also, you could have done better than Marty, bitch. What's the matter with you?
why were you not fucking Anthony?
That's I'm sorry. So, Freddie Prinze Jr., right?
Yeah, like that. those are your options. And you're like, you know,
like, what? If we're sticking it purely to family.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you know, not venturing outside of your bloodline.
Which, like, we would suggest, obviously. Yeah. That would be our first suggestion. But if we're sticking to the family,
but yeah,
why not Freddie Prinze Jr.?
And she, like, plays, like, scary bitch really well. Because, like, one of the first things I ever saw her in was Dazed and Confused. Smaller role. But she's, like, one of, like, the uber, like... So it's, like, the seniors are hazing the freshmen. And she's, like... fucking insane, like, to the point where, like, Connie Conehead, I don't really know her name, I just know she played Connie Conehead.
Mm-hmm.
Connie Conehead's all like, calm the fuck down. Like, literally, like,
you need to get it together.
Her and Joey Lauren Adams are like, no, we're gonna make these bitches' lives miserable because bitches made our lives miserable.
That's so funny.
So, like, that's clearly what it is. It's like, no, we went through this shit, we're going
hard. Yeah, we're going hard. Yeah. But yeah, so that's the great thing about her in this movie is that she really takes this character who, like, and this is based on a play, and I've seen the play, and the play, I mean, I want to eventually direct or be in this play at some point in my life, but, like, this character is very difficult because you could just play it one note, like a psycho, not give a shit, and be like, oh, I'm just a rich, spoiled mm-hmm. person. Like, you know, they do make reference to her being rich and spoiled.
Yeah,
and, like,
very that insulated. Line is really good.
And, like, it's one of those things where, like, she does find the person in this character. Like, this very, like, insecure, very, yes. like, sad girl that's, like, fucked up about a bunch of stuff that's, like, messed up. Because, like, obviously the way the parents raised them was yes. crazy. Like, the mom kind of just, like, flits in and out and, like, doesn't really do yeah. much. Like, I think,
like,
at one
understands
point,
that there's something bad, but, like, doesn't want to acknowledge
exactly.
what the problem is.
Exactly. It's just like, listen, if I just make everything comfortable, mm-hmm. we can just, like, live through this.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's, like, the thing with, like, a lot of rich people. Like, they're kind of allowed to do whatever they want. Mm. There really are no repercussions for a lot of things. And so, they, like, you end up being this, like, very broken, sad person. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's really funny because, like, they bring in Tori Spelling as, you know, the pretty much the antithesis of Parker Posey. And she's talking about how she's poor.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to laugh.
Tori.
I was like, this is, nobody grew up maybe more privileged than Tori Spelling.
I can't imagine, yeah.
Like, outside of, like, a Saudi prince. Like, I don't know who, like...
No. Spelling Mansion is, like, one of the most expensive... God. Like, I was watching on Million Dollar Listing, because they talked about, like, Spelling...
Manor.
Like, and, like, they were like, it's almost, like, priceless. Like, there's no way to actually,
like,
sell
her
that
mom
anymore.
Had an entire room just for dolls.
That's insane. First of all, terrifying.
Yeah.
What an insane thing to want.
Yeah.
Imagine accidentally going into that room while you're looking for the bathroom. I would leave.
Also, like, there's a part of me that's like, I get that, like, money isn't an option, but what does it cost to heat that house?
Right?
Like, oh my God.
Yeah, no. The house that we see them in, although I do think they make mentions of, like, how things don't work.
Yeah.
And, like, it's, like, definitely, like, falling apart. Like, everything... And
dilapidated.
You know, it's a metaphor for the characters, I guess. Yeah. Because, like, it looks good. It's very opulent looking.
From the outside, beautiful.
Yeah, but when you, like, when you're inspecting things, you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah,
this
all
is
this shit
broken.
Is going, yeah. But, yeah, I always wonder big houses in general. Like, holy shit.
Well, that's,
like,
why a lot of places will close off certain, like, parts of their houses mm-hmm. if they're, like, so big, because they're like, no, we can't heat this.
Do you need a house? I'm very much like, I just want, like, a cute-ass house. Like,
I want a bungalow.
Like, 3 bedrooms, cute little backyard. Like, yeah. I don't need something like that. Because I'm like, what are you going to do with all that
space?
My husband and, like, one child, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe a 4-bedroom. So if you have 2 kids max, and then you have a room for people to come and visit.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. Like, for me, like, even, like, we just moved into a new place, over the summer, mm-hmm. and I'm still getting used to it. Like, I get spooked by things. Like,
you're like, this is too big.
Like, I mean, for me, like, I'm just like, there's only 2 of us, and there's, like, multi-levels, and I'm just like, you know, and I'm like, I'll be upstairs, and of course, I'm, like, about to fall asleep, and I'm like, did I lock the door? And of course I have. Of course I have. But, like, I'll go down, because, like, I start to, like, fixate on it, and I'm like, I have to go check now. Yeah. And, like, and so it's like... You know, so, like, in a house like this, like, this house is definitely haunted. Like, I think Jackie is possessed by like, some colonial ghost or something is what she's acting out.
Colonial woman. Or she's possessed by Jackie O's spirit.
Well, because they do live next door to the Kennedys. Yeah, so although I don't know if that's, like...
Yeah, I don't know where Jackie O died, like, you know. She just came over for a visit, died in the house.
Right.
And then all of a sudden...
Well, so that's the thing, though, is that they do very specifically mention that it was, it's in 1983. So it's 20 years after JFK died.
Which is interesting, because, like, I looked up, like, the ages of people. One, like, if you were to, like, do this, like, she would have been 8. Clearly, she's supposed to be older than 8. She's supposed to be, like, 12, so... So
well,
like,
I think, like, by the time they had, like, the home videos and stuff.
Was
like,
that maybe after? Maybe like, a few years later. Okay, then maybe they were only, like, 8 when...
Because, like, they even, like, there's even that part where she, like, she's, like, she opens that door and, like, he's, like, stop, don't go in there. And she, like, brings up, she's, like, oh, this used to be daddy's room. Like, dad's, like, you know. And, like, there's, like, not controversy, but, like, there's a lot of mystery to, like...
Where
the dad went, because... You know, they make mention that, like, he left the day that
Kennedy was
shot. But the way Jackie O remembers it is that that the dad tried to leave and the mom shot him.
Yeah, that, like, her memory is, like, of...
Skewed.
Yeah.
But, like, there's really no way to know. Like,
yeah, what if, like, that's what, like, triggered her?
It really could be. Yeah. Because, like, think about it. Like, that... The thing is, she sees this traumatic thing happening... on TV, and then this traumatic thing happening, like,
in real life,
and it, like, bleeds together.
That would make a lot of sense for why she acts the way she does.
Yeah, and that's why she thinks she's, like, she's become, like, a not just a distorted version of Jackie O, but a distorted version of what she thinks her mom is.
Yeah, ooh.
So, I've thought about this movie a lot.
You're like, this is the movie. This is the thing.
Well, because, like, I've always wanted to, like I said, I either want to direct this movie or be in it. I actually don't know if I could play Jackie O or not. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to, but, like, that could be a thing.
That's the thing. Like, you have to, like, figure yourself, like, there should have been a time where Lin-Manuel Miranda was like, my genius is not in singing and acting. So maybe somebody who's greater than I should be Hamilton, but no.
Like, if you write for yourself, you write for yourself. Yeah. Like, you're writing stuff because, like, you're not getting cast in things. Like, yeah. I get that. But so there's that whole thing is, like, so she thinks, like, that's why every time Marty, like, is like, hey, I'm trying to, like, live my life, there is kind of this threat of, like, her being violent.
Yeah, and she sort of always sucks him back in. And it's weird. Like, their kink is, like, reenacting JFK getting shot. Except in this scenario, Jackie O shoots him in the head.
Yeah, well, she's playing lots of parts in this. Yes. Like, she's doing the shooting. Then she, like, does the whole, like, where she cradles him and, like, does that. And then it, like, leads to sex. Yeah. You know what? A+ for creativity.
Hey.
I can't think of a lot of other kinks that would, like, surprise me like that.
Right? That's one. And then it was, like, at one point they mentioned when she was, like, 12, when she's, like, Rachel Lee Cook, that she, like, dressed up as Jackie O. But, like, didn't just dress up as Jackie O. Dressed up as Jackie O on the day he died.
Yeah, like...
with, like... brain matter.
Yeah, she, like, glued macaroni to her dress for the brains.
Yeah.
And, like, there was, like, a bunch of ketchup.
Yes. And then I literally, like, Tori Spelling was like, what?
Well, it is funny because, like, you were like, I don't think that's funny. And then he said the exact same thing. Like, you guys basically said that at the same time. And I was like, I don't know, man. I think it's kind of funny.
I just think of, like, what Jacqueline.
Oh, of course. Yeah. No, of course.
Also, I find it hilarious that, like, they refer to her as Jackie O. And she didn't become Jackie O until well after.
Right, right. Because she would have been Jackie Kennedy. Yes. Jackie O is, like, for the Jackie Onassis. Yeah.
So I was like, that's kind of low-key hilarious.
It's interesting. Well, it just rings better.
Yeah, granted, she was known for being Jack and the Bouvier Kennedy, but at the same time, like, really kind of came into her own as Jacqueline Onassis.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
I love, one of my favorite conspiracy theories is that that Onassis had him murdered so that he could get Jackie.
That is, I mean, honestly, that's a great conspiracy theory. Yeah,
I was like,
because conquers all.
The Onassis were, like, connected. So it's like he just, like, had a hit out on Kennedy.
Because he
wanted Jackie.
L'amour.
I was like, what? That is a wild conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theories are, like, of course, they're, like, bullshit, but they're also, like, hilarious.
Oh, no. I love every conspiracy theory. Just throw it at me.
Yeah, there's only one conspiracy theory, and it connects to the Kennedys. I firmly believe that the Kennedys killed Marilyn Monroe.
Well, that's interesting. Yes.
That's the only conspiracy theory that I'm like,
it's like, why'd you guys have to talk to her about shit if you, like, thought she was going to blab?
Because there's just, like, a lot of weird things that are surrounding her death. And even a guy came on, I think, Gilbert Gottfried's podcast, and he was like, oh, yeah, I worked for the Kennedys. I was kind of, like, an enforcer. And he's like, yeah, we killed her.
What?
Yeah, like, legit. There's, like, an episode of, like, where the guy was like, no, yeah, we did it.
I'm going to have to look that up.
I was like, I still haven't listened to it, but I need to listen to it.
No, we should listen to it sometime. That's interesting. That's fascinating.
Yeah, and, like, Gilbert Gottfried was like, are you kidding? And he's like, oh, yeah, we all slept with her. He's like, I slept with her. He was like, they were, like, passing her around, like...
Well, first of all, that makes me so mad.
Oh, also, yeah, absolutely.
That makes me so mad. So,
oh, like, that woman was just abused and used.
Oh, awful. And I love her. I love her so much. Yeah, I love her movies. She's great. That makes me so mad.
Oh, yeah. That's how it was in Hollywood then. That's like those skits that Kay McKinnon does on SNL. Which,
well, that's different. Because, like, I get that. I don't understand. I would never fuck a politician, though, in real life.
No. Also, like, I don't care if he's, like, he was, like, fine looking, but we haven't ever had a dead sexy president.
Sure, but I mean, that's because, like, they're all old and white mostly. Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Kennedy,
but, like,
was the youngest.
Yeah, he was, like, he's good looking compared to, like, most of the corpses we have walking around.
Yeah, and Clinton was decent looking.
He was, and, like, people seem to think he was hot.
He was a good looking guy.
Yeah.
I
think Obama's really hot. Obama, like, when he was first started. Yeah, yeah,
Obama got older. Like, those 8 years, like, did
well,
him.
Well, yeah, no, the U.S. did him dirty.
Yeah, they made Obama old. Like, but yeah, you can always tell if you look at, like, the first year to, like, their final year, you're like, whoa, this job ages you.
Yeah, I get it. I'm like, why would anybody want to do this?
Oh my God, I would not want. Like, I've been watching, like, Impeachment on FX, and there's, like, talking about, like, they get to a point where, like, it's talking about Osama bin Laden and sort of, like, how, like, they were like, okay, so, like, he did something and we think we know, like, the CIA thinks they know where he is, so, like, should we bomb him? And, like, he's literally, like, Clinton's like, I don't know, like, what do you guys have, like, he's asking all his advisors, and they're like, the CIA is, like, pretty like, they're, like, confident he's there. So then they bomb that area, and of course, Osama bin Laden is not there. So then you've just bombed this, like, and killed innocent people.
Jesus.
And you just, like, there's the things that you have to deal with. Like, you're like, are we gonna get this terrorist? But, like, what do we have to, like, weigh the pros and cons of, like, literally bombing people? I'm like, yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, no, that seems awful. Because, like, also, though, like, in that scenario, if he is there, innocent people still die, right?
Yes, but
I could not handle that.
Yeah, but you sort of have to. I know it's awful, but you have to. That's, like, what it comes with any bit of bombing.
Absolutely not. I'm like, listen, I'm an artist. I'm very dumb. Like, I can't handle that kind of pressure.
Yeah, so you literally are dealing with, like, life and death situations of innocent people to protect your country, or you believe you're protecting your country, like, and you're just like, but it's funny because, like, because we know what bin Laden did,
so we
clearly know that, like, he wasn't gonna get killed that night, and then when he gets the phone call being like, yeah, he wasn't there, and it's like, fuck. That and I was sucks. Like, yeah, well, we knew. And we now know what's to come.
Yeah.
What's to come. And, like, you'll get the Bush administration that'll blame Clinton for not preparing them for 9/11.
Okay.
Because they, like, that's another thing that, like, because they were so, because of what happened with Gore, and they were pissed. So they were like, you know what, we're not gonna help the transition. So that's why Bush was like, I was making sure that I was helping Obama transition because I was just left in the lurch. I'm like, nah, you're also kind of fucking dumbass. You know? Yeah. But anyways.
All of it, though, ends up just being, I mean, that's why politics, like, it's so petty. People get so crazy.
It's like, and people are like, this person's bad, that person's bad. You just have to find the corrupt one that you like the most.
Yeah, exactly. The one that, like, helps you sleep best at night. Yeah,
the one that's gonna, like, not, you know, believe in women's rights, not want to kill gay people, and take away, like, you know,
basic human rights.
You know, it's what I look for in a politician. So if those things line up, yeah, basic human rights, if you so not Republicans. Sorry.
Yeah. My bad.
Anyways, you will not get my... Unless you're a Republican that literally comes out and is like, I am 100% pro-choice. I'll be like, maybe I'll think. Because fiscally, I'm very good with money. So I'm like fiscally Republican.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you could be fiscally Republican and like socially liberal. They need the Republican vote. So they could never be, even if they're like inwardly, they are socially liberal. They can't publicly be socially liberal. So that's why I could never vote Republican. But anyways.
Mm-hmm. Back to Jackie O. Or Jackie K.
Yeah. Jackie K.
I guess, because yeah, Jackie K doesn't sound
it as doesn't. Good. Jackie O definitely sounds like better. Like a good, that was a good nickname the media gave.
That's a good one.
But yeah, so in this world, they reenact the death.
Yeah, the shooting before having sex.
Yeah.
And like they do that in the movie, and Tori Spelling walks in on them.
Yeah. And it's like, it's weirder. It's like she would have probably rather see them banging.
Like normal. Yeah.
Than
like,
seeing this really weird.
Like whatever this like role play thing. So
she then sort of becomes unhinged. And like, I get it, girl. She's like, I'll bang Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah, listen. And he's coming on strong.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like I would not be able to resist this at all.
And he looks super cute.
And he's so cute. And he's like
he's doe eyes. And he's just like,
he just looks at her so innocently and then like says things. Like, and then calls her like sweetheart.
Yeah. And she's like, oh my God, my dad used to call me that.
Which I was just like, okay, well, way to take me out of it. But yeah, this is great. I'll be back. I'm back. I'm coming back. Yeah. Like, hold on a second.
Yeah. So then they have sex, and the mother
catches them.
Because everybody just be peeping on each other.
Yeah. I mean, I do feel bad for this mom, though. This mom is probably just like, what is going on in my goddamn house? She's like, you need to
go because my daughter's unstable. Oh, but my favorite thing, though, of like, oh, maybe that it's not a batshit moment. It's like my favorite moment of this whole movie is like literally Tori Spelling has just arrived and she's like, let's go into the kitchen. The kitchen is like a fucking mess.
Yeah, it looks like something I would do if I was cooking. Yeah.
So like Tori Spelling's now come into this messy kitchen, and like one of the first things the mother like says to her, like one is like, oh yeah, like after the love of my life died, the husband, I just started banging a bunch of dudes.
No, it wasn't that. No, what it was she was saying that before she was like, before my husband left me, I was super slutty, basically.
Oh,
she's basically like, she was just like, my one great passion was my husband.
Yeah.
I didn't know that until he was gone. Before he was gone, my greatest passion was whoever would get into bed with me at whatever party. Oh,
I thought it was like when he left that I was just banging. So no, she was banging a bunch of dudes while still married.
Love that for her, though.
The love of her life. So this is like the first thing your like potential like mother-in-law has told you.
You're like, get it, girl.
And then the second one was that when the twins were born, that Jackie O had a grip on Marty's penis when they came out. And, like, there were, like books written about, yeah, like...
it's true. It's in a study somewhere.
Yeah. So, like, you're like, oh, okay, so super slutty, like, mother-in-law, which totally fine. But two, like, sister grabs brother's penis.
It's like, that's, like, it's like, oh, so that is, like, the start of whatever this is.
Jackie O really had a grip on Marty from the jump. Just knew
what she wanted from the beginning. No, it's like, this is like a classic comedy of manners style mm-hmm. of like I said, it's based on a play and also like the movie. And, but like the subject matter is so taboo. And that's what I think makes it so good is that it's like elevated so much because it's like very like seedy stuff that's like masked by like all of this like pretentious, like, like stuffiness, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, she is able to get him to succumb to her. Like, they do have sex. Tori Spelling catches them. She has sex with Freddie Prinze Jr. It's a whole hullabaloo. The mom is like, you need to go to Tori Spelling. Yeah. And then it's the morning. So it's like the calm of the storm, it seems like. Because they arrive in a hurricane.
Yep.
And, yeah, so Tori Spelling is like, hey, we need to go. Like, we need to leave. And, you know, he's obviously, like, very torn. And that's something I also really like about this is that, like, even though this dude, like I said, is, like, very blando, like, very much like oatmeal, he is conflicted about the whole thing because, like, he does clearly love Jackie. Like, that's what makes the whole thing so tragic is, like, it's not just, like, making fun of, like, these rich people or, like, this, like, situation. It's, like, they both clearly are in love with each other. It's devastating that, like, it's just, like, they can't be together. Yeah, like, they can't.
You think Romeo and Juliet is devastating?
This.
Like, this is, like, Romeo and Juliet on steroids.
Yeah. R&J is just, like, like beef between two dads. This is, like, just a family.
Yeah, yeah. If, what if Romeo and Juliet were siblings?
Yeah, that's why they're trying to keep them apart.
Yes.
But, yeah, so he's struggling because he's just like, right now I don't want to leave Jackie, but I know I should leave Jackie. And, like, there is this segment where, like, he's just like, you need to talk me down. Like, describe to me a day in our life together in New York. And she does, and they do. And he, like, he finally is convinced to go back, but that's when Jackie goes, like, nuts. Just goes absolutely nuts and, like, flushes his keys down the toilet.
Oh my god, yeah.
Is, like, freaking out, does all this stuff, and then
cuckoo bananas.
Yeah, goes absolutely bonkers, and she finds the gun. She finds the gun and actually puts real bullets in it, we find out.
Oh,
because she convinces him to do their reenactment one more time.
Yeah.
Just one more time for old sake.
Yeah. Like, he does, and he's like sitting on the couch and he's just
doing the wave.
Oh.
And then you hear the gun go off.
Yeah.
And then you just didn't hear Tori Spelling screaming.
And like runs out.
Yeah.
And like, run, bitch. Just,
yeah, like, just get the hell out. Like,
you're not staying for the cops. Like, yeah, this
it's time to go.
You just, yeah.
It's time. Yeah. But yeah, so Jackie kills him. And in the play, it's done so beautifully because, like, you don't see that character leave or anything.
Yeah.
She shoots him and then just, like, gets into the, the tableau of, like, you know, when Jackie O, or when happened, then, like, where it's, like, the actual car thing. Mm. And, like, then it ends on that tableau and then, like, lights out.
That's cool.
It's such a good ending.
Yeah,
I can see how you can't really do it in the movie.
In the movie,
that's, like, it's very stagey. Like, it wouldn't really make any sense. Like,
yeah, her, like, running, screaming and running out, you're like, okay.
No, then, I get
this person needs to exit this situation.
And then, like, it goes into one of the home videos. And that's what I thought was so good. Was, like, it ends with the home video. It ends on Rachel Lee Cook. And she's like, you know, she's, like, talking, you know, she's like, I'm tired. And he's like, you want me to stop it? And she's like, yes. Stop it, Marty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and then just like freezes on her face. And it's so good. Ugh, I just punched the air, guys.
It's air punching good.
It's so good. But yeah, so again, this one, like, I think 3 out of the 4 movies that we've chosen this month are just like movies we really like. Like, this is not a garbage movie.
It was very well done. It's Mark Waters. Who did Mean Girls. Like,
Mean Girls,
he's had and then Freaky Friday as well. He's a kind of
and
like an
Head Over Heels, also with Freddie Prinze Jr.
So good. So he's had, like, an interesting career, because this feels like This and his brother did Heathers. This feels like way more in the scheme
the Heathers
of Heathers
vein,
dark
yeah.
comedy type thing.
Yeah.
And then sort of venturing into like, I mean, Mean Girls is fantastic, but I don't really know what he's done like kind of since Mean Girls.
No, I don't know yeah. either. I don't know. But
the Waters brothers have at least made
done
some
right
interesting
for
cinema
yeah.
for sure.
Do you have a batshit moment in this?
You know, I maybe it's when she shoots him, but I was kind of like feeling it and it kind
expecting it. Yeah.
So like there's so many like things that she does that is a little outlandish, but like feels very like in her character.
Yeah, no,
so
I agree.
So it's like I don't necessarily think like there's anything that like I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that's how I feel cuz like I don't think there's never a moment where, like, you're, like, completely shocked.
Yeah, no.
I guess maybe in the very beginning, like, when she does jump on him, like, that very, like, intimate physical contact
yeah,
that is, like, very shocking. But, like, you very quickly get used to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we are Tori Spelling is, like, the audience
yes.
a little bit, but, like, we get, like, we get their dynamic a lot sooner than she does.
Yes, yes. We're like, oh, this is...
But she presents as, like, kind of dumb. Which
yeah.
is cute.
Yeah,
it's cute.
It's and she's like, goodness, like, I've never been anti-Tori Spelling.
No, she was very good
of,
in this.
Like, her beginning 90210 because she's like, Tori Spelling, like, nah.
Well, whatever.
You still have to kind of ask you. Like, even if it's 90210, you have to, like, kind of at least be decent enough to, like, ask your way through it.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Like,
but, yeah, so I definitely would, like, yeah, so this is one of my favorite movies. I don't think, yeah, I don't also, I also don't think there's a, really a bad shit moment for me.
No, not really. The movie's kind of batty.
Whole thing is a
bad
experience.
Shit moment.
Right. But it's great. I really recommend it, guys. It's so good. Everybody, like, the acting is great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that is The House of Yes. Yes. Thanks for watching it with me, Bailey.
Absolutely. I'm glad I got to see it. I've heard of it. I've known it. One of my friends, like, really loves it. And I was like, oh, I get why he loves it. It makes sense.
Oh, it's perfect.
I enjoyed it.
Great.
I enjoyed it.
Perfect. So, yeah, we'll be back next week with an all-new episode. Thanks again for listening, guys.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Bye. Sweet, sweet garbage, baby. Sweet, sweet garbage, baby.